Why should people vote for you for city clerk of Detroit?
Well, first, I'm thankful for the people who chose to vote for me in the primary, and I'm encouraged that more Detroiters are stepping up and wanting to stand tall for Detroit and see change in the city clerk's office. And that will come, I believe, because we have talked about why trust needs to be restored in the city clerk's office. Transparency and accountability with the voting process, make sure people know what happens to the ballot after they cast it. And I've been preparing to do this job for the last 12 years of my career, learning how to fix broken systems and solve problems, because we can't afford to have our voting process not work for us. We want to have our political power back in Detroit. So people are, I believe, supporting our campaign because they see me as a city clerk who will not only fix the system, who will not only make the government overall more transparent, but someone who they'll be able to trust and know that they can fix the process and can empower them.
So talk a little bit about your background. You are a newcomer in the race. Tell us your resume.
Sure. So I'm thankful. I'm proud to have been born on the west side. I spent the first half of my childhood on the east side. I'm a University of Michigan trained computer engineer and computer scientist. I had two engineering degrees from Michigan. I was a software engineer for Microsoft for 4 years, fixing problems and making technology work for people all across the country and the world. I worked on President Obama's first campaign out in Washington State. I started as a volunteer and ended as a social media manager for that campaign, learning how to use technology to pull new people into the process, doing things like standing up the first text messaging program to recruit volunteers ever used in a presidential campaign. And that was so inspiring that my wife and I relocated to Washington, D.C., where I got classically trained as a community organizer, learning how to help people set and build and advance agendas on everything from social justice, economic justice, reducing gun violence, and protecting voting rights. I worked as a national campaign director for MoveOn.org, where I helped to lead that 8 million person organization in campaigns for justice all across the country. And in 2012, actually helped protect the voting rights of 300,000 people in the state of Florida while helping to reelect President Obama. I came home to Detroit when my twin children, who were born on my birthday in 2013, when they were 10 months old, my wife and I came home and I began working as the City of Detroit's first ever Director of Innovation and Emerging Technology. In that role, I got a chance to use everything I learned in my career to solve problems, to fix systems that were broken in city government. And so I got to work. I wrote the city's policy on openness and transparency, which actually should have been the city clerk's responsibility, but I was doing it in that job starting in February of 2015. I also helped fix the way the city manages and maintains fire hydrants. I helped launch an app called Improve Detroit to make city services more accessible. And so I got a chance to really use my experience to solve problems for Detroiters. And so that's what's prepared me to be city clerk, but I was propelled to get into this race when the community reached out to me after our disastrous election of November 2016. We had a failed election. We had a failed recount. We had an audit that exposed the failures of our current city clerk. And people said that we can no longer afford to have that kind of leadership in the city clerk's office.
So go back to problems in the clerk's office and the solutions that you would offer.
The biggest problem is people have lost trust in the city clerk's office, period. And I think that's demonstrated by the decreasing voter turnout in elections. You know, less than 14% of people voted in the primary in Detroit, which is down from the last municipal primary in 2013. Only 41% of people voted in the 2016 general election. So with low turnout, we still had all these problems. And I think part of it happens by people not understanding what happens to their ballots after they cast them. You know, one out of every three voters votes by absentee ballot in the city of Detroit. Many of them are senior citizens. And they basically get their ballot in the mail, they fill it out, they put it back in the mail and they say a prayer because they don't know where the ballot goes. They don't know when the ballot's received. They don't know what day it gets counted. There's no transparency. There's no accountability. So one of the things I proposed from the beginning of this campaign is sending absentee voters a confirmation receipt back in the mail so that they will know that the city has received their ballot and that the city's going to count it.
What's your biggest challenge in winning against an incumbent that has been there for 12 years, that has the name recognition, that voters, you know, her job may not have been done perfectly, but they're also familiar with her and you're a stranger to a lot of people?
Well, I'm not afraid of hard work. And my wife and I, we believe that we could run a campaign that just contacted Detroiters directly, that wasn't reliant in the beginning on institutional support, that was said that we can make build direct relationships with Detroiters in person on their porches, calling them on the phone, sending them text messages, using social media, going where people are was important. And that's how we were able to be what the Detroit News called a surprise challenger to come in second place in the primary election. And I think the same is true for the general. We are going to outwork anybody else on the ballot. We're going to do that and earn people's support. And I think you can overcome name recognition with effort that says we're going to go where people are. We're going to call people and ask them to support our campaign via contributions. And we're thankful that enough people have made the choice to support this campaign to enable us to be able to build name recognition where we had none before.
Let's talk about some of that support that you've received in terms of contributions. I know even before the primary, you had donors from 48 states, but you've also raised a lot more money than Janice Winfrey as well, the sitting clerk. So what has been the key to your fundraising strategy, and why are people from all over the country supporting you?
Well, the November 2016 election was unfortunately an example where people saw all of the bad reasons why Detroit elections and their failure are issues of national significance. So I am proud and humbled that when people across the country who care about democracy, who care about progressive values, who care about elections and votes counting, when they looked at what happened in Detroit and they looked for a candidate to support, they chose to support the Gilchrist campaign. I'm really humbled by that. And I'm excited because that's the result of putting in effort, putting in hard work, especially in the primary. Like, I spent 5 hours a day calling people on the phone and asking them for $25. Like, we had to put up a lot of effort to earn people's support. And I believe that voters and donors, they want their public servants to work hard for their support.
Do you ever feel like you're a few years ahead? I mean, you talk about ride sharing, you talk about technology, you talk about apps that you did at the city government. Do you almost feel like you're ahead of the curve in Detroit to be a viable candidate with maybe an older voting base?
I think that we are where people are. So let's talk about social media for a minute. So like 70% of people in Detroit rely on Facebook every day to get information. But you know, my opponent, for example, the City of Detroit's Department of Elections Facebook page has not been updated in more than 4 years. It has been updated since before my children were born, September 11, 2013. But so many Detroiters use Facebook, including the fastest growing demographic on Facebook, which is people over the age of 60. So I think it's important that wherever there is a Detroiter, wherever there's a Detroit resident who needs information, wherever there is a Detroit voter who needs to be served by the voting process, the Detroit city clerk needs to be there on their cell phone, on their social media, at their door, at their church, at their community meeting, at a basketball tournament, at a football game. The city clerk needs to be present in their community. That's one of the reasons why one of my ideas is to make sure we have a city clerk service center in every city council district so that the services and information provided by the city clerk's office that the city clerk is required to provide are more easily accessible to Detroiters so they don't have to come downtown and get it.
One of the things that I talked to your opponent about was what Lansing could do to improve voting and elections in the city of Detroit. Can you talk a little bit about what you would like to see from Lansing, how you would work with state government to make changes that the voters in Detroit would feel?
So I will speak to Lansing, but first I want to talk about what the Detroit City Clerk can do. I think that's what's most important. We have ideas for improving the process and increasing voter turnout that are within the complete authority of the Detroit City Clerk, doing things like making voting more convenient and accessible by having sure people vote at the polling place that's most convenient and closest to where they live, making sure that we're using research-proven methods like sending people text message reminders of Election Day 2 days before Election Day, having people make Election Day plans about what time they're going to vote. All these things will make sure or have been shown by research to improve voter turnout. Those are things the Detroit City Clerk can do without Lansing's permission. Now, yes, I would love to see same-day registration, absentee voting without an excuse, actual early voting be available and made possible by state law in the state of Michigan. And I'm going to defend against things like voter ID laws, which are proven voter suppression tactics all across the country.
What do you hear from people as you're out campaigning about their knowledge of the role of city clerk? How much of an understanding is there among voters about what a city clerk does?
Yeah, most people are aware that the city clerk runs the election process. There are still a number of Detroiters who are not aware that the city clerk is also the public record keeper of the city of Detroit and that the city clerk is the clerk of the city council. So one of the things that's been important to me from a campaigning perspective from the beginning has been to let people know about the fullness of the job, to make sure that we know that all of this stuff, being informed, knowing what's happening at the city council table, knowing what's happening at the other decision-making bodies of the boards and commissions that impact our neighborhoods every day, every week, every month, and how you can participate in those. I've been trying to frame this as a role that's about enabling Detroiters to participate in decision-making every day. I believe that if people are more informed and if they have the experience of impacting a decision-making process before Election Day, we will not have to twist their arm so hard to get them to vote on Election Day. That's one of the ways that we can sort of structurally and systemically increase voter turnout by increasing engagement day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month in Detroit. The Detroit City Clerk has the power, the opportunity to play a role in that if it's a priority. It will be my priority as City Clerk.